Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look at your neighbor, say, come when he calls. When he calls, what do you do? Come. Well, now we all know the right answer.
Yes, sir.
But knowing the right answer is not the same thing as doing this. And Jesus told the parable, you remember? About the king that called for his feast and said, everything's ready.
Yes, sir.
So come. He sent out his messengers and said, come. Come. And one by one, they began to make excuses why I can't come. And one said, I've got some new business equipment in Oxen, and I've got to go check them out and make sure that I got what I paid for and make sure they'll do what they said they'd do because I got my business. Well, they're putting their business ahead of the kingdom of God. They're putting their business ahead of the church. Hmm? Is that okay?
No.
It's a way to go broke.
Yes, sir.
It's a way to work yourself silly and not get ahead. Which comes first? Business or church?
Church.
Which comes first? Your job or church?
Church.
You believe that?
Yes.
Then why do millions who claim to be Christians not do that? They don't do it. I mean, maybe they believe it on paper, but they don't do it. And one reason is because people only see other people. They see the congregation, they see the pastors, they see the church building, and that's all they see, and they don't see the Lord. And when something's going on, they don't realize it and make the connection that it's not just men, it's not just people saying we're going to do this, come help us do this. It's the Lord. How many know you don't wait on an open vision for the Lord to personally show up at your house and look you in the eye and say, I said go to church. Right? We are the called ones.
Yes.
The called together ones. Everybody say called together.
Called together.
Called together. Both of those words are very significant, aren't they? Called
and together.
Together.
Yes.
Say it out loud. Called together.
Together.
So when you hear the word church, I want you to think that. Every time. Faith, life, called together. Right?
Glory to God.
The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the called together of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Every time you hear the word church, what do you think?
Called together.
Now, the call will do you no good unless what? Unless you respond. Unless you answer. Many are called that do not respond. And therefore, there's only few of the many that were called that are chosen. That's sad, isn't it?
Yes.
What does that mean is when there's many called and only a few chosen, then most of them that were called did not get used, did not get blessed, did not get promoted because they didn't answer the call.
That's right.
I said because they didn't answer the call. I know of numerous individuals called just like me. Just like me and Phyllis. But they wouldn't do what it took. They wouldn't leave mom and daddy. They wouldn't leave home. They wouldn't go out. They wouldn't leave their security and what they knew. They wouldn't leave without knowing where all the money's going to come from. They wouldn't go into the unknown. They wouldn't take the step of faith. And so they're not in the ministry to this day. And it's not just fivefold ministry. All of us are called to a ministry. And it's going to take faith to do all of them.
Amen.
And you're going to have to put it first.
Yes.
Business is not first.
Amen.
He said, I got to go prove my equipment. That's his business. What else did he say? Huh? He bought some land. Right? Remember that? Bought some land, so he's got to take care of his land. And he's sorry, but he can't come. He's called, but he's not going to come because of what? His lands, his houses, his stuff. I've seen people miss the plan of God. Tell me they felt like God was dealing with them to relocate and to do something, but they loved their house and their neighbors and the country club they were a part of and the place where they get their nails done and where they play golf and their restaurant. Amen. And would not obey God. Miss the plan of God over a house, over a piece of land, over property. Friend, nothing you have down here is really your place.
Amen.
That comes later.
Yes.
God's working on your real place. Every one of these are just your temporary, right, places. And in your heart, you're to be like Abraham, and in your heart, live in a tent. I don't care if it's a 20-bedroom mansion, you look at it like a tent that we can strike and fold and move tomorrow if the Lord says do it, right? Because we're just passing through here. This whole thing's just temporary. It won't be long. Your life will be over. It's just a vapor. You're not going to stay on that place forever. You're not going to live in that house forever. Got to think right. Don't miss the plan of God over a house. Over a piece of property, over a home place, over land. How many of you moved to Branson from another city or state? Look at this. Look at this. Yeah, me too. Well, we obviously wasn't too attached, were we?
No. Praise God.
Huh? You know, we had worked for 20-some years to establish what we had, and we started out in a little bitty rough apartment and then had to believe God to get to a decent apartment. Yeah. And then a little rent house and then a little better and then a little house and then believe God for 20 years and sow our seed. And God gave us a nice place. And Phyllis had just finished decorating her kitchen and got it like she wanted it and believed God for that for years. Somebody walked up and handed her a wad of cash and said, do your kitchen. And we had believed God. I mean, you know, from little steps, and had our own airplane paid for, had our own hangar paid for, and the Lord dealt with us, leave everything and go over here. And it was like starting over in some ways. And, you know, I knew that in Branson, the airport's real short and a cliff on both ends, and you couldn't have your own hangar, and there were just numerous things. And I'm thinking about them, and finally, I realized the Lord's serious about this thing, about this Branson deal. Did I think he was joking? I don't know. But maybe I was hoping he was joking at first. And then I'm shaving one morning, and the Lord dealt with me. He said, do you believe I can do better for you than this? I said, yes, sir, I do. And I apologize, and I won't think about it again. You got to be able to leave. You know what the disciples did? They left everything and followed him. Can you say amen? He said, if you're going to be my disciple, what do you got to do? You got to be willing to leave everything, anything, including friends, family, stuff, and follow me. And he said, if you don't do that, you're not worthy of me. I know that sounds hard to some people, but friend, the kingdom of God is serious business. And time is short. And we can't play, must not play. When he calls, huh? Come. When he calls, come. When he directs, go. Do. Then, one person, he said, the master said, come, come. And one guy, what did he say? I just got married, so I can't come. You understand? And the Lord said, yeah, I understand. Just check back with me when you can. No, the Bible said he was wroth, angry, right? Why? Family does not come before church.
Amen.
Kids, grandkids, spouses, parents do not come before church. Now it does with millions. I know I had somebody that was supposed to help us on a certain ministry project one time. And they called up right before time to do it. Kind of left us in a bad way because we're counting on them to help. And they said, you know, such and such came up with my family. And it wasn't really even that big of a deal. But, you know, I got to take care of my family. I got to put my family first. You ever heard that?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard that?
Yes, sir.
What if Jesus had put his family first?
We wouldn't be here.
What if Moses had put his family first? And case after case. So I said, oh, it's fine. That's okay. Forget about it. And I hung up the phone and we started figuring out how we're going to do this some other way. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, just because you told him it was okay didn't mean I said it was okay. I said, what, you want me to call him, tell him something else? He said, no. He said, if they don't listen to me, they're not going to listen to you. So just because ministers or some of the people told you, oh, that's okay, that doesn't mean the Lord told you it was okay.
Amen.
So they said, my family, I got to take care of my family. And he was wroth. And these guys missed out. And he called other people. He said, go out into the highways and byways. Compel them. And they went out and found folk living off the street. People that other people didn't think much of. And said, would you come? The master's calling. Would you come? And they said, let me check my calendar. Let's see. Go through the garbage can. I've already done that. Take a nap. I can scratch that. Yeah, I can come. It's the people who were available. The people who didn't have other things going on, the people who didn't have other priorities, these are the people that respond and are the chosen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
It's not the smartest, it's not the brightest, it's not the most skilled or the best looking or the most educated. It's the people that said, yeah, I'll come.
Amen.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it. And showed up.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, that's me.
That's me.
The call together. The church. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me